All right, good evening. Let's see. This is the Hopkins Wind Ensemble this time, and I'm looking forward to your performance. All your other groups have been very good. And I'll try and make some comments that'll be helpful to you if you promise not to leave me speechless. So let's see how this goes. So I'll be back after you're all warmed up and ready to go. Good luck with your performance. Start the adjudicated portion of the performance here. And I wasn't listening, so I'm not sure which piece you're playing first, but I'm sure I'll figure it out. Oh, here we go. So the three airs from Gloucester's first. Nice job at the beginning. Clarinet solo. Good job with style and balance. Ta ta ta. Careful not to rush those little pickups in the flute there. Okay. Not quite together in measure 45 in the brass. It's a feeling that quarter note pulse. Jump, bump, bump, da da ding da da ding dum dum bump, 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 bump. Good job with the rhythm and style at the end. Your chords up and down would be a good thing to sort of get used to some of the things you need to do in your ta. That kind of thing, only smoother than I sang. Avoid the pinched embouchure and anything that's causing it to kind of go sharp there, and be really careful of your hand position inside the horn, and really, really, really work on your pitch. It's a very challenging movement. Style from the whole band throughout this moderato section. Is that what it is? Yeah, moderato. Careful the pitch in the elbow there on the G at the end of the phrase. Careful to end together, make the release all just right at the same time. So I'm pretty out of tune on the last chord there. I'm gonna try and fix that. Loosen it up a little bit. Maybe get a little more sense of lils here. I think the tempo, you're just a little bit faster than 108. and maybe to pull the tempo back just a little bit, which could be a little hard to do once things are set. But you could get that more of the sense of the 6-8 lilt. You're playing lots of Irish, Scottish, English music on this particular set. And that one just to get that real 6-8 style down. So maybe just try it once and see what you think if you slowed it down a little bit and really kind of get into the feel of the melody. Dee da dee yum bum ba bee dee da dee ba dee da da dee yum ba dee da dee da da. And rather than just kind of blitzing through it and make a little more style out of it. Okay. Well, there's some things to work on in there, but overall it was a very, very, very good performance. And this is music that is typically only. I didn't know he grew up in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hugh Stewart. I'm just looking at the program note here. That's where I did my public school teaching, was in and around Harrisburg. Huh. Well, anyway, some intonation things and very strenuous horn part and a few little style things and rhythmic things even that could have gone just a little bit better in that performance. But by and large, it's just a wonderful sounding band and very, very musical, and you guys are doing a really good job here. Okay, Blackwater. I don't think I know this piece, so I look forward to learning something new here. Doubled in the trombones and the euphoniums and down a little bit lower range. Accompanimental stuff with the quarter note and then the eighth rest and then the eighth note. I'm wondering what it would be like to play the whole note, to play the quarter note with the full value. D, ba, 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 da, ba, D, da, da, ba, da, ba, D, da. And I think it might work a little bit better and maybe even make a little more sense too if you try that. D, da, D, da. Crescendo a little bit more and kind of grab our attention a little bit more as it grows in measure 73 through 76. Open fifth and octave there will get you every time. careful, Woodrooms. Pretty good pitch here. And real tricky stuff there, but around 146, 147, it could be just a little bit more in tune in the upper woodwinds. Many flutes you have, because a couple times your flutes come in and clarinets and so forth where I feel like I don't hear you quite as well as I would like to. These pickups into 167, into 169, and that sort of thing. Just kind of that nice sailing woodwind part. Maybe you can play that out just a little bit more. Flutes, you're up in your high F's and high D's there. I should think I'd be able to hear that a little more nicely. Trombones and the baritone and the tuba, you'd give a nice full bow to that quarter note, and then just be down, up, but it'd be a longer, nice longer note. I think we want to try the same thing. Piece. You did a good job towards the end, all the style changes, and really, generally, you know, I was quibbling about balance here and there, but in general, there's a really good job of making sure, even though I wanted to hear a little of this, a little more, a little of that, a little bit more, to not be able to, I was hearing all the parts. I was hearing everything as it, and anything that came in that was new and different, I was aware of it, and so that was really good too. Your director is pushing you to the limit, which is great. You're playing repertoire that's challenging for you, and you're starting to move as the top band in your school and getting ready for high school, some of you and all that sort of thing. You're playing music that's pushing you in terms of playing higher and louder and lower and harder rhythms and lots of things. And you're rising to the occasion. This is a very, very, very good band. I don't think it's going to be a surprise to your director, although it might be to you. You're going to, at least for me, end up getting a little bit lower score than the other band. But that's because you're playing much harder music, and you're being challenged, and you're in many of these parts, you're being asked to do things that are really just a little bit of the stretch for you. And there's just a lot more challenges in these pieces, both in terms of controlling your instruments and playing them really well. And learning to control the higher notes and the lower notes and notes that bigger dynamic changes, the softer softs and louder louds. I mean, that's really what it's about from here, is learning to control the extremes of your instrument more and more as you move into high school and whatever lies beyond high school for you. So you've got a really good start, and there's certainly nothing to be ashamed here. It was very musical, it was very good, very well controlled, with just a few notable exceptions, and it was, it's the difference between a 9 superior on some of these captions and a 10 superior on some of these captions, and they're both superior. It's just that one is a little more superior than the other, which of course makes no sense by definition or grammar, but that's the way the scores work here. So I'm liking what I'm hearing, and I think you should be really proud of what you did. Keep up the great work, and I hope you and your band director continue to keep pushing you into doing just the most sophisticated repertoire as you possibly can do. That's the right thing to do, to sort of create that illusion between a beginning band and moving into really being a mature player instrument. So you're well on the way. Keep up the great work. Bye-bye.